إن الحمد لله وحده وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في محكم تنزيله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يستوي الذين لا يعلمون إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدنيا سجن المؤمن وجنة الكافر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمين Honorable Ulama-i Kiram, respected Huffaz, brothers and elders, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Before I begin, I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me the tawfiq and the ability to say that which is correct. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all ikhlas in everything that we do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us gathering here today in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regards to us gathering here today, indeed, each one of us have come here with the invitation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we may have had to make certain sacrifices in order to be here, but ultimately we are here with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in the 18th juz of the Quran Majid, Allah gives an example to aid the understanding of insan. Allah says, Allahu nuru samawati wal ard, that Allah, He is the light, He illuminates the skies and the earth. And thereafter, after giving a lengthy example, Raka wa ta'ala then indicates to insan that this nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to attain and you want to gain and you want to draw from this nur, where will you get it from? One of the avenues and the places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions is, fi buyutin adhina Allahu an turfa. You will attain it, you will gain it in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will gain it from the masajid, أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَن تُرْفَعَ, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has permitted, where He has given permission, where He has allowed His name to be taken. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. With regards to today's topic, an example to begin with, if a person has to have a pool of resources, or a person has to have some wealth that he has left aside, and now this person, as and when he wishes, he desires, whenever he requires, he draws from this resource, he uses from this wealth wherever he wants. But he does not create any backup, he does not create any means to replenish, to refill, to refuel this resource. So eventually a time is going to come where this resource is going to now deplete, it is going to terminate and come to an end. Or another example is the person, he creates an avenue to replace it. However, he uses perhaps 10% and he only replaces 1%. So this will last him slightly longer, but the end result is going to be the same, that still this resource one day is going to terminate and come to an end. In a very similar manner, indeed we find ourselves in a very fortunate space in terms of practicing deen in this country. In terms of the masajid that we have, the makatib, the ulama, the huffaz, the kiram. And as the speaker had mentioned last Jumu'ah, that this is only through the efforts of our forefathers. This is only through their sacrifices, their seeds that they had planted, that we are now today reaping this fruit. But if we do not preserve what we have at this moment, and if we do not cater for the future generations, then Allah forbid, a time will come, pleasures will turn into pain, wherein our happiness will turn into grief. If you have to analyze the education system in this world, and yes, secular education is definitely indeed important, but there is a balance that is required. In Arabic, there is a saying, تُعْرَفُ الْأَشْيَاءُ بِأَمْثَالِهَا وَأَزْدَادِهَا, that things are understood better with their examples or their opposites. So this is an example, and I'll leave you with this example to ponder that which of the two educations are more important, which ought to be given more preference. That imagine a person is traveling from here to Makkah Mukarramah, he intends Umrah, and he makes certain provisions for himself. for this journey, for his dependence at home, etc. And there's nothing wrong with this. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he used to travel from Makkah Mukarrama to the cave of Hira, he would always cater and carry his provision. His stay be easy. So now he intends Umrah. He makes and caters for himself. And on the way, he gets some transit, whether it is in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, whatever it may be, for 8-10 hours, perhaps it's a night that he has to stay over. And he now begins this transit period. He gets off the plane, and the moment he sets foot in that airport, he is startled, he is amazed by his surroundings. He gets taken aback by the technology there. He books himself, and he enjoys his meal. He begins to now spend on whatever he sees. And he gets so consumed in that time that eventually he hears an announcement that now it is his time to board to his end. And he scurries and hurries quickly to his gate, and eventually he boards his flight to his final destination. And while he's waiting in that plane to board, he now decides to do a quick recon amongst himself with regards to his finances, with regards to his budget. And he realizes at that moment that he has overspent. And now he is underprepared for the journey, for the rest of the journey. But at that time now it's too late for him. It is too late. He cannot go back. He cannot rewind. He cannot go back and undo what has done already. This is the very same scenario that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala depicts on the day of Qiyamah. قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا. Allah describes a scenario of the day of Qiyamah where it will be إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ إِذَا السَّمَاءُ انفَطَرَتْ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. It will be a very scary and a very severe situation where family members will be running away from each other. And on that day, insan will make a call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ رَبِّ ارْجِعُونَ. Oh Allah, return us to that world. Oh Allah, let us go and change our ways. لَعَلِّي أَعْمَلُ صَالِحًا فِي مَا تَرَكْتُ كَلَّا. We just want to go back and do some few good actions, that which we never done when we had the opportunity. The answer will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. That never, you had your opportunity. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ ظُلْمًا لِلْعِبَادِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will never ever oppress, He will never ever make zulm on His servant. He has given us this opportunity, and the opportunity that we have is what we're living in now. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. Allah will say on that day that these are words that you are just blurting out. These are words that you are just saying now that you have seen the severity of this day. Allahumma fadna. Allah give us shade under His arsh on the day of Qiyamah. Learn a lesson from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and from these incidents and these tests that Ibrahim alayhi salam he passed, we'll understand why he attained the name and the title of Khalilullah, and that was the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is indeed unfortunate and sad, it is disheartening to find ourselves living in an era, in a time, where the kuffar want to unify all religions in the name of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And they've come up with a plot and a plan of the Abrahamic Accord. And this is not something that is new or something that is only exclusive to us. This was offered to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses of Surah Kafirun. La a'budu ma ta'budun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the kuffar that I do not worship what you worship. I will never ever worship what you worship. And the closing verses of Surah Kafirun. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. That the kuffar, you have your way of shirk, evil and batil and idols. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the waliya deen, he says, I have my way of Islam. And this deen of Islam, it is the only deen that will be accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna deena inda Allahi al-Islam. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. That person who comes on the day of Qiyamah with any millah, with any deen, any religion, غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَام, besides Islam, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. It will never ever be accepted from him. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. Nonetheless, the dua and the incident of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, he is traveling with his wife and his infant Ismail alayhi salam, and he is ordered to leave them in the lands of Makkah Mukarrama. And it is a very barren land at that time. There is absolutely nothing. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran and Majid, that biwadin ghayri zi zarin, it was in a valley where there was absolutely no vegetation, there was nothing there in the bait. And let us visualize and try and understand, just to gain an understanding, what would have been the thought process of Ibrahim alayhi salam at that time. That picture yourself driving in perhaps the northwest province where it's just farms upon farms and just land. Or you're in some gravel road in the Free State province. You don't know yourself where you are. There's absolutely no lighting. And you are ordered to leave your wife. You are ordered to leave your infant. And you don't know what is going to happen to them. What will go through to your mind at that time? And if you have to make a dua, what dua will come to your mind first? Oh Allah, give them some shelter tonight. Oh Allah, give them some food. Protect them from the wild. This is the very same situation that Ibrahim alayhi salam finds himself in. It is the separating point, his wife and his baby Ismail alayhi salam. And he makes a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Rabbana inni askantu min zurriyati biwadin ghayri zi zar'in 'inda baytikal muharram. He humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He shows and displays his helplessness in front of Allah. That, oh Allah, I've left them in a valley where there is absolutely nothing in them. And this was the style and the life of the Anbiya alayhimu salam. Sulaiman alayhi salam, he had the best of palaces. He had authority over the jinnat, he had control, he could converse with the animal kingdom. But when he makes the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also humbles himself before Allah. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِقًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا وَقَالَ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي. He says, oh Allah, you enable me. Oh Allah, you strengthen me. Oh Allah, you help me. أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ. That I am thankful to you for the ni'mas that you have bestowed upon me. Yunus alayhi salam as well, he is swallowed by that fish, by that whale. فَالْتَقَمَهُ الْحُوتُ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ فَوَظَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ. From the darkness of the belly of that whale, from the darkness of the depth of the ocean, from the darkness of the night, he calls out, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ. That, oh Allah, you are everything. Oh Allah, there is none worthy of worship besides you. He puts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanak, first. He says, oh Allah, all glory, all praises be to you. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Myself, I have made a mistake. I have erred and I have slipped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his tawbah. In a similar manner, Ibrahim alayhi salam, he humbles himself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the first dua that escapes his lips? What are the first words that escapes his lips? يُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Oh Allah, they should establish their salah. Not to say that he did not think of anything else. He knew well the position that they were in. He saw the lands that they were in. But the first thing he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لِيُقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ. Oh Allah, let them establish their salah. Because Ibrahim alayhi salam knew that if their salah were to be right, if their deen were to be right, even if they had to suffer in the dunya, even if perhaps they have to have a hard life in this dunya, in the akhirah they'll be sailing. وَجْعَلْ أَفِدَةً مِّنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ. And then he continues to add to the dua, وَرْزُقُهُمْ. Oh Allah, you bless them with sustenance. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. And again he also mentions that, oh Allah, if you have to give them sustenance, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ. They must turn to you. Oh Allah, let it be such that they appreciate the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If the oceans had to be turned into ink, لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, to note down the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us, لنفد البحر قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, if we have to try and write it down, that ocean of ink will perish and terminate, قبل أن تنفد كلمات ربي, before you've done noting down the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولو جئنا بمثله مددا. Allah puts a further challenge to insan, that bring another ocean of ink, then still too you wouldn't be able to complete the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you look at the life of Ya'qub alayhi salam, he is the son of a prophet, his grandfather is a prophet, his son was Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. What a blessed progeny. But he finds himself on his deathbed. Am kuntum shuhada'a idh hadara Ya'qub al-maut. Idh qala li banihi ma ta'buduna min ba'di. He summons them around his deathbed. What is the first thing he asks them? He had more dependence than you and I. He lived for a longer time than you and I. What is the first thing that he asked them? مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. What will you worship after I am gone? قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إله واحدة. And they replied to him that we will worship your Allah and the Lords of Ibrahim and Ismail عليه السلام إلها واحدة. We will worship one Allah سبحانه وتعالى. But this was their hierarchy. This was what they gave importance to. Umar bin Abdul Aziz رحمة الله عليه, he is also on his deathbed, and the people tell him that, oh, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, you are the leader, you are the king of the time. You've left your children empty-handed. He asks for some assistance despite his condition, and he tells the people to lift him up, and he begins addressing the people. And he says, I have not left my children empty-handed. Outwardly it may seem so. And he then addresses his children and he says, oh my children, if you go anywhere in these lands that I have governed and ruled, then you will find that every single one of you, every single person, will respect you and treat you with kindness because of the way that I have respected them. So you also treat them with kindness. There is no investment, better investment that a parent can give to his child than good manners and good etiquette. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, a person had come to him with a proposal from a very wealthy and affluent family, from the royal family, and he had rejected it. And a few weeks later, a rather outwardly poor person had come and given him a proposal for his daughter, and he had accepted it. So the people were confused and perplexed that, oh, Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, what are you doing? That the rich person you have denied, but the poor person you are willing to accept. Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu replies to these people and says that I am worried of the daughter of Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, that it must not be such that she gets caught up in the glitter and the glamour of the dunya and her iman gets weakened and diluted. How will she fare in the akhirah? This is what they gave importance to. This was their hierarchy, that iman and Islam came first. There's a saying in Arabic that an-ni'matu idha fuqidat urifat, and Allah protect us from the situation, that a bounty only when it is removed, then it is realized. Just to understand how blessed we are in this country, in 2018 we traveled to South America, and in the southern parts of Brazil there was a brother who we had met on two occasions, on two Saturdays consecutively. And the second time when he departed from us, we had revised with him Surah Fatiha for perhaps half an hour or 40 minutes. And we had just revised the Surah with him. And when he left from us, the amount of shukr and the amount of thanks that he gave to us, we could not understand. That we did not even teach this person the Surah. We just barely revised it with him for a few minutes. And then he left a message with us. He typed it out on his phone. He translated for us from Portuguese to English, that when you leave my town, when you leave my country, I have to wait an entire year until you come back again, until I will have this opportunity of revising the surah again with you. This is how blessed we are in this country. That if a person wants to enroll his child in an institution, he is spoiled for choice. He doesn't have to choose which town he wants to go. Rather, he can choose which suburb. And within that suburb, he'll have different options. He can choose which times are most convenient for him. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu. I'll end off and conclude with this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That إذا مات الإنسان انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاثة. That when insan passes away, everything of his iman, all his a'mal are frozen. إلا من ثلاثة, except three things. إلا من صدقة جارية, except صدقة, anything that he did that is ongoing charity that will continue for him. أو علم ينتفع به, any knowledge that he imparted to somebody and practice is being made upon it, then that amal, that reward will still continue coming to him. Oh, waladin salihin yad'u lahu. Or a child, he left behind a pious child. A pious child who will make dua for him. A pious child who will read for him, who will send isalahu salam for him. So this is the type of investments that we need to invest in. This is what education we need to prioritize for our children. And if we think that the time of maut is far away from us, then ponder over this poem that it was written on the tombstone of a qabr, and it was addressed to all those who are passing by. That ya waqifa 'inda qabri, that oh, the one standing by my grave, la tata'ajjab bi amri, do not become amazed, do not become confused at my matter. Bil amsi kuntu mithlak وغدا تكون مثلي. بالأمس كنت مثلك. Yesterday I was just like you. I was doing everything as normal. But غدا تكون مثلي. Tomorrow you will be like me. يا ربي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا قيما لينذر بأسا شديدا من لدنه ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا حسنا ماكثين فيه أبدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أما بعد فيا معشر الإخوان إن أهم الكتب كتاب الله الديان عليه مدار الهداية والإيمان فاهتموا بتعلمه وتعليمه وحفظه وفهمه فإنه هو الفرقان بين الحق والباطل فيا أيها الخلان عليكم بتلاوة القرآن فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقال لصاحبه القرآن اقرأ وارتق ورتل رتل في الدنيا فإن منزلك عند آخر آية تقرأها أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمره وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أما بعد فيا أيها الناس اتقوا الله في السر والعلن وحافظوا على الجمع والجماعة واعلموا أن الله أمركم بالصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد النبي الرحمة وأزكى البشر فقد قال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهدي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وأن سائر الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم ربنا أسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وقال تعالى فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون Allahu Ekber. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yevmiddin. İyyâke na'budu ve iyyâke nesta'in. İhdina s-sıratal mustakim. S-sıratal lezîne en'amte aleyhim. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق البارئ المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber. Allahu Ekber. Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin. Ar-Rahmanirrahim. Malikini iyyâke na'budu ve iyyâke nesta'in. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Allahumma rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alay wa ala walidayya wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا ورسولا جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله آمين برحمتك